Good afternoon. An Alberta Clipper dusted the ground with light snow in the pre-dawn hours today. Since then, though, the Clipper has raced south and east of Long Island and out over the open Atlantic. We will have a continued return to sunshine through the afternoon, though some clouds will mix in. More importantly, a gusty northwest wind at times over 20 miles per hour will add a bitter cold wind chill to the air. So as temperatures climb into the lower 20s, it will feel like it's in the single digits and only slightly above zero throughout the day. High pressure building in behind the Clipper will take over tonight. Skies will be clear and the winds will diminish, but that will only allow temperatures to drop even more quickly after dark tonight. Overnight lows in most locations 0 to 10 above, with some lower teens across the valley location south of I-90. We'll start off tomorrow with some sunshine. Gradually, though, as a disturbance approaches, we'll have increasing clouds. Light snow showers will be possible by evening. High temperatures on Friday will be in the 20s, but with less wind, it looks like it'll be more comfortable outside. So overnight into early Saturday morning, those snow showers could dust the ground, followed by a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 30 on Saturday afternoon. The quiet weather will last into the second part of the weekend, with sunshine giving way to some clouds on Sunday, but dry weather and highs making it back toward freezing. Even milder early next week with a few rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, warm and dry conditions will persist across Southern California through at least tomorrow, which will prolong ongoing conditions favorable for wildfire growth. Strengthening winds today will allow for an increase to critical conditions, but there'll be some diurnal swings expected in wind strength into the weekend. Meanwhile, an approaching cold front will bring light rain and mountain snow showers to portions of the Pacific Northwest beginning tomorrow morning, replacing poor air quality currently in place beneath a large upper-level ridge. The storm system will be quick-moving, though, and will not have much moisture to work with, which will limit rain and snow totals. And across the Great Lakes and Northeast, an upper-level trough will remain in place into the weekend, which will keep the region's high temperatures about 5 to 15 degrees below average for mid-December. After the departure of some snow from a weak storm near Long Island this morning, lake effect snow showers will be common downwind of the lakes, but an upper-level disturbance arriving across Michigan tomorrow will bring increased coverage of the snow. Snowfall accumulations away from the lake shores will be light from this next system, extending from northern Indiana and Ohio into northern Pennsylvania and western New York. Light to moderate accumulations resulting from lake effect snow bands will be found along the UP of Michigan, northern lower Michigan, and east of Lakes Erie and Ontario. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and breezy mid-30s, Boston partly sunny and windy with snow showers in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with snow showers and highs around 20 degrees. The average high temperature at Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 63, set in 1901, and the record low, 5 below zero in 1898. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today, with highs in the teens to around 20. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, windy and cold today, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today, and highs right around 20. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, windy, and cold today, with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold through the afternoon, highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds mid-20s. Light snow showers Friday night and first thing Saturday morning. Then a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday afternoon near 30. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday, lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers Monday and Tuesday, lower 40s. And blustery and colder with snow showers Wednesday and highs back into the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.